Okay, so you know that feeling, that awful sinking feeling when you see a tiny shadow just dart across the kitchen counter. It might be a German cockroach.
People worry they'll get huge. But German cockroaches, they stay small. That's not the issue. The real problem is how incredibly fast they reproduce.
So let's dig into that reproduction engine then. You mentioned they lay the specific thing, an Uthica.
That's right, the Uthica. It's like a tiny, hardened survival capsule for the eggs. It's not just one or two eggs in there either, it's packed.
Designed for maximum survival, I guess.
Pretty much. And here's where it gets tricky. Based on the research, how long it takes for those eggs to hatch and the nymphs to become adults? It varies wildly.
How wildly?
Anywhere from 6 weeks all the way up to 6 months.
Whoa, hold on. 6 weeks to 6 months. That's a huge difference.
Which brings us to, identification. If you see one, how do you know it's this species?
Right. What's
Huh?
the telltale sign?
Look for two very distinct dark stripes right down the back, from the head towards the wings.
Okay, stripes, small size. Got it. And you mentioned environment.
High temperature, high humidity. Those are basically non-negotiable for them to really thrive.
But here's the kicker, right? How hidden they are.
Oh, completely. Most German cockroaches will live their entire lives tucked away, hidden, protected.
So, like the tiny cracks behind baseboards, inside wall voids, under the sink cabinet, that's their world.
That's exactly their world. They're masters of stealth. You almost never see the main population.
But being hidden doesn't mean they stay put, does it? What about moving around?
No, they definitely don't stay put. And this is crucial. They're actually really good climbers,
Yeah.
even on smooth, vertical surfaces. Think glass, tile, stainless steel.
Seriously, they can climb that stuff.
Yep, easily.
Yeah.
Which allows them to spread. They can move from one hidden spot to another, maybe even between apartments or different areas of a building, pretty silently.
Okay, so they're stealthy, they move easily, and they carry diseases, right? Let's talk about the actual dangers here, because it's not just about being grossed out.
No, not at all. This is where it gets serious for health. They hang out in some pretty nasty places, drains, garbage, and then they walk across your food prep surfaces. They track bacteria like Salmonella, E. coli, dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not just on their feet, it's in their droppings, even their saliva or vomit when they feed.
Okay, that's deeply unpleasant and dangerous. But it's not just digestive stuff, is it? Didn't the research mention breathing problems too?
Absolutely. This is a really big one. Their shed skins, their droppings, they contain potent allergens.
Allergens, like triggering allergies.
Yes, and even worse, asthma attacks. Especially in kids or people who are already sensitive, their presence literally makes the air quality worse in your home or business.
Wow, so it's bacteria and allergens in the air.
Correct. It's a double health threat.
What are the absolute must-know takeaways from all this? We've hit on a lot.
I'd say two main things stand out. First, the health risks are real. Bacteria they spread, plus the asthma and allergy triggers,
All right.
that's immediate.
Right. Don't underestimate the health side. And second,
Second is their whole lifestyle, that incredible reproductive speed combined with living hidden lives. It makes them so difficult to completely get rid of without understanding how they operate.
so thinking about that, their hidden life, but also their ability to climb and spread easily.
Exactly. Here's something to really chew on. If they spend almost all their time hidden and protected, how does that ability to just spread anywhere, climb anything, how does that impact your control strategy?